Hello, and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, January 23rd, 2018. Welcome to day 369. Jeff Sessions was questioned by Robert Mueller's team last week as part of the investigation into Russia's meddling in the election and whether Trump had obstructed justice since taking office. The New York Times and CNN say, as Attorney General, Sessions was involved in the firing of James Comey, and this is the first time that special counsel investigators have interviewed a member of Trump's cabinet. Sessions was not under subpoena and was questioned for several hours. Meanwhile, Mueller's team also interviewed Comey last year. The interview focused on a series of memos James Comey wrote about his meetings with Trump, documenting what he perceived as improper efforts to influence an investigation. The New York Times says in one memo, Comey said that Trump had asked him to end the FBI's investigation into Michael Flynn. Axios says the current head of the FBI threatened to resign after Jeff Sessions pressured him to fire Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. Christopher Wray told Sessions that he would resign if McCabe was removed from his position. Sessions and White House counsel Don McGahn agreed that the issue wasn't worth losing the FBI director over. Trump and other Republicans, meanwhile, have repeatedly attacked McCabe, a Comey appointee, for his role in the Clinton investigation. In December, the New York Times reported that McCabe is, quote, expected to retire after he becomes eligible for his pension in early 2018. Next up, Politico says Chuck Schumer retracted his offer to give Trump $1.6 billion in funding for the wall in exchange for a DACA deal. Trump turned down the deal last week, prompting a three-day government shutdown. One Democratic aide said Trump has now, quote, missed an opportunity to get the wall, end quote. A White House spokesman, meanwhile, said the Schumer offer never existed. Next, a Michigan man was arrested after allegedly threatening to shoot and kill CNN employees. WGCL-TV and The Hill are reporting that the FBI launched an investigation after the man reportedly called CNN 22 times about a week ago and said, among other things, quote, fake news, I'm coming to gun you all down, end quote. And finally, CNN says Melania Trump will no longer accompany her husband to the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Melania has not made any public statements since it was reported that President Trump paid $130,000 to a porn star about a month before the 2016 election as part of an agreement to prevent her from publicly discussing an alleged affair. And in the polls, the Detroit News says 39.5% of Michigan voters approve of Trump, while 54% disapprove. Also, a majority of those polled said they don't believe Trump is qualified to be president. A CNN poll showed a series of hypothetical 2020 one-on-one matchups. Trump trails Bernie Sanders by a 55% to 42% margin among registered voters. He also trails Joe Biden 57 to 40%, as well as Oprah Winfrey 51 to 42%. And the Washington Post and ABC News say 38% of Americans trust Trump to handle the authority to order nuclear attacks on other countries, while 60% do not trust him with that authority. Among those who distrust Trump, almost 9 in 10 are very or somewhat concerned the president might launch an attack. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. One, a Republican U.S. senator from Mississippi was caught on a hot mic making comments about, quote, beautiful high school-aged girls. Senator Roger Wicker made the comments as the Senate prepared to pass the continuing resolution that would reopen the government. Two, Montana became the first state to pass its own net neutrality laws in the wake of the FCC's decision to deregulate the communications industry. Three, Floridians will decide in November to amend the state constitution and restore voting rights to felons once they complete their sentences. Four, the Trump administration is waiving dozens of environmental regulations to help speed up construction of Trump's proposed wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. 5. A 7.9 magnitude earthquake struck roughly 167 miles off the coast of Kodiak, Alaska. And 6. One person was killed and multiple others were wounded after a shooting at a Kentucky high school. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis. I'm sorry. One last thing, folks. Last year, so many of you supported What the F*** Just Happened Today, and we can't tell you how happy that makes us. Not only does that make you a remarkable human, but it makes you part of the 1% of people who made this project possible. Because of you, Matt Keiser has been able to chronicle the Trump administration's daily shock and awe for over a year now. We've survived alternative facts, the travel ban, Rocket Man, and even Covfefe. But nonetheless, we persisted. So the question is, what are we going to face in 2018, and how will we face it? Matt started WTFJHT as a personal project just to keep himself sane, and now it is his full-time job, and we've grown to a community of over 200,000 people. It's so crazy, and this community has been so amazing. So if you'd like to keep that going, and you'd like to see this project continue for all the shock and awe that's yet to come in 2018, go to whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com and become a supporting member today. For the cost of just a cup of coffee each month, you can help ensure the continued production of both What the Fuck Just Happened Today, the newsletter, the blog, and of course, the podcast with me. So if this is something that you rely on, that you value, do us a favor, please consider supporting it. And you know what? If you can't, not a big deal. All we ask is you keep listening, you keep reading, and you keep coming back. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks.